Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, February 27th, 2020, Fight for Your Freedom. Coronavirus panic has gripped the United States of America. I got lots of letters about people who are traveling or have trips planned, and I'm going to read a couple of those and tell you what I think at the end of the broadcast. But in all cases like this, you take it day by day. Now, unfortunately, the financial markets are spooked, and that's going to have unintended consequences for all of us, every single American. It's going to also have consequences on the election. So the robust growth that President Trump was hoping for this year will not happen because the stock market is receding. Now, if you hold stocks, don't do anything unless you get stopped out. I got stopped out of 5 stocks this morning. That's okay. I kept my losses down. I actually made money on some of them because I had profits. But a stop order is, if it hits a certain price, it automatically sells. And it protects you against crazy fluctuations in the stock market. So none of this is pleasant. But there's nothing that you can do about it, or I can do about it. Nothing. So financially, if you have stocks, 401ks or anything like that, you can't control. You just keep it where it is. The fundamentals of our economy are strong, and it will come back. Donald Trump said last night, if he wins, it's going to come back more, but that's hyperbole. You don't know that. But what you do know is that the stocks will come back. I don't know when. I don't know how long it'll take, but you won't lose money if you hang. If you sell now, you probably lose money. So what's a smart play? Anyway, I'm telling you all this not to be some financial guy. You can let Stuart Varney do that. But to tell you that panic is always bad. Always. So in a thing like this, you take it day by day. Now, I believe, and I could be wrong, obviously, that this coronavirus has peaked already. Story's peaked. The Chinese have it under control to a certain extent, that it's not going to spread all over the world, killing millions of people. In fact, very hard to die from corona. It's not like Ebola, all right? And that I think by the summer, it's going to be a memory. I could be wrong, but that's what it just feels like to me. This is maybe a month-long story. There is a political component, as I mentioned. The Trump haters want the coronavirus to adversely affect the economy, so that there's a better chance a Democrat will be elected. That's what this is going on. You see it. Everybody sees it. There's no doubt about it. The disease being exploited politically instead of everybody working together to calm each other down and find the best form of protection for all of us. That's not what the media does. The media has never been in business ever since 1776 to help you. Ever. It's always got secondary agendas, whether it's making money, that's agenda number one now, or imposing ideology, that's agenda number two. But we should all be trying to calm each other down. All right? So let's take it day by day. Let's not overreact. You go on the internet, you see these headlines, and you would think it's the bubonic plague. You would think that bodies are being thrown out windows. It's crazy. Okay. Now, last night, President Trump held a press conference, which he should have done, and said this. Go.
Because of all we've done, the risk to the American people remains very low. We have the greatest experts in the world, really in the world, right here. The people that are called upon by other countries when things like this happen. We're ready to adapt, and we're ready to do whatever we have to. As the disease spreads, if it spreads.
All right, so he puts Vice President Trump in charge of overall monitoring the federal government's response. Good thing. Mr. Pence is a very good civil servant. This fact that he ran Indiana very methodically, he's not emotional, it was a good choice. But of course, the press hates Donald Trump, so no matter what he does, not going to be good. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here. inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Okay, let's run down Super Tuesday. Alabama. Alabama is a state that the Democrats have no chance to win, and they will lose the Senate seat they now hold there. Alabama will go for Donald Trump no matter what, all right? But in the Democratic precincts in Alabama, it's a tie between Bloomberg and Biden, and Sanders not far behind. I can't predict Alabama who's going to win. I can't. I don't know. California is the big one, 415 delegates, all right? Sanders is going to win that state. Now, in order to get all the delegates, I think he's got to get more than 50%, which he won't, because Biden will come up a little bit in California. And, you know, Warren is there. California cannot get more liberal. It's at the highest state of liberalism in the history of the Golden State. Can't get any more liberal. So you got to assume that Bernie will do well there, and it's the big one. That's going to really help. Colorado, another very, very liberal state in the progressive precincts. But there's almost as many Republicans / independents as liberal Democrats. But in the Democratic primary, Sanders will win. And it's not even competitive there. He'll win. Maine. All right. Sanders will win in Maine. Biden's got no traction in the Northeast at all. Biden's at 12 in Maine. Sanders will win there. So Sanders got California, Colorado, Maine. Minnesota. Klobuchar's going to win. It's home state. Klobuchar's not going to be the nominee. She's going for VP now, but she's going to win it. Sanders doing all right in Minnesota, very liberal place. Oklahoma. Biden is doing pretty well there. He and Bloomberg are tied. I think Bloomberg's not going to do as well as he thinks on Super Tuesday. Could be wrong, but this is a Biden state, it looks like to me. Tennessee, nobody knows. There hasn't been one poll taken in Tennessee. Tennessee will vote Republican in November. Texas, another big state, 262 delegates for the Democrats. University of Houston poll, Sanders 20, Biden 20, Warren 17. Warren's not going to hold that. So it's a fight in Texas between Bernie and Joe. Utah. Utah's got Sanders way out in front. Utah's a Republican state, but those who are liberal are really liberal. So it looks like Bernie's going to win in Utah. Vermont, home state, Bernie will win. Virginia, Bernie's up. Biden is second, but it looks like Bernie's going to take Virginia. So Bernie's going to have a good night on Tuesday. Will he get close to the nominees that he needs? No. And then the following Tuesday, he got three more states. Florida's one of them. So the media, which drives all election coverage, as you know, on Wednesday, we'll go Bernie hysteria. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
All right, let's go on the mail zone on a message board. Stephen, concierge member. Let me just say this about concierge members. We're surging in there, and there are two reasons. Number one, it's a complicated world now, and if you're concierge, you get direct access to me. That means you can email me, and I reply to you and only you. Okay? That's a big advantage. And now, with Killing Crazy Horse coming out May 12th, you get a signed copy if you sign up for concierge membership or upgrade of Killing Crazy Horse. And what does that do? That's a great Father's Day gift or a Mom's Day gift, all right? So you take care of that. You upgrade your membership. It's like free. You got to buy Mom and Dad something. See what I'm talking about here? And right here. And you're going to love Killing Crazy Horse. Maybe you sneak a peek at it before you give it to Mom and Dad, or you buy your own copy. All right, so Steve says, why is the hype about Corona so extreme? It is political. It's political. You know, we all know more people die from the flu than will die from Corona, and nobody even talks about that, but it's political. David, concierge member, thank you, guys. I really appreciate your research staff, Bill. So do I. All right. I mean, we get every day. Not an easy job. Jay, about San Francisco declaring a state of emergency, even with no coronavirus cases, how much emergency money will they be getting? Not about that. All right. They want the people in San Francisco who run the town know that it's such a disaster with the homeless and the crime and out of control, everything. They want to try to, oh, look, they're really doing something on Corona. They've declared a state of emergency. Means nothing. Zero. Total political play. So, again, check in this weekend. I'll be blasting stuff back and forth. We got a little Holly tweet today. I hope you saw it on the Corona. And then Monday, preview of Super Tuesday and analysis of South Carolina. And Tuesday, live at 9 p.m. Have a great weekend.